B-Pod Studios.
It's an app.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into the program. It's Felger and Maserati on a Wednesday, September 18th. Here from our Town Fair Tire Studios at the beautiful Beasley Media Group in Dorchester. Hi, Maz.
Good, you?
Just Peachy, thank you so much. Big Jim Murray in our update studio.
Hello.
Let's do some Antonio Brown to start.
Shocker.
I thought we were onto something last night when Daniel Wallach, sports lawyer who you probably know from Deflategate. He now writes for The Athletic. He was on the Midday Show earlier with Beadle and Zoe. You're familiar with his work. He now, again, as I said, writes for The Athletic. And he posted something on The Athletic last night that said basically he expected Antonio Brown to be placed on the exempt list this week, which really, I think, ran counter to a lot of the, prevailing wisdom and reporting on this story, which was basically, heretofore, what we had heard is that the league's investigation had just gotten started. They have a long way to go. They just talked to her. They still have to talk to him. They have to talk to the associates of both. They have to go through phone and video records of both. There's three separate incidents over two different states, a multitude of witnesses. So this thing's going to drag on for a while. They can't do anything to him as it drags on. And so this thing is going to be in sort of purgatory for the time being, and Antonio Brown's going to be okay to play for the New England Patriots. And Daniel Wallach comes off the top rope last night on The Athletic and says that last week, the Miami game may be his last game for quite some time. And then he goes into the reasons why he believes Goodell will soon place Brown on the exempt list. That's what he wrote. Here are the reasons why I believe Goodell will soon place Brown on the exempt list. And he goes into the criteria of the exempt list. You know, he says up until 2 days ago, all we had was a civil lawsuit, which is not enough to trigger someone going on the commissioner's exempt list. He says that's why Monday's interview with Brown's accuser is so important. It truly begins the league's quote-unquote investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Brown. He says, remember, under the personal conduct policy, the second permissible circumstance for placing a player on the exempt list is where there is an investigation by the league. Note, says Wallach, it does not say a full or completed investigation, just an investigation. This can and will be interpreted by the league to mean that as long as there is an ongoing investigation, regardless of what stage it is at, the league can place a player on the commissioner's exempt list. So that's pretty strong right there. He says that the fact that they've just started the investigation, and last week they had not, right? Last week they had not talked to her.
Correct.
They had not really started in earnest the investigation. So he said the mere fact that they spoke to Brittany Taylor can, and then he writes, and will be interpreted by the league to mean that as long as there is an ongoing investigation, the league can place a player on the exempt list. So that's a pretty definitive statement from Daniel Wallach. He also says a part of the standard is a very low bar. Part of it says that the other precondition is even less of a hurdle for the NFL. It is an evidentiary standard that is easy to satisfy. Under the active investigation prong of the paid leave section, the commissioner can place a player on the exempt list if he believes that a player may have violated the personal conduct policy. He says that's an incredibly low bar. That's an incredibly low bar. So first, to place him on the exempt list, you just have to be in the middle of an investigation, and you just may have to believe that he may have violated, meaning it's merely possible that a violation occurred. He wrote that under this lax standard, it would be difficult to envision Brown not being placed on the exempt list. That is, unless Taylor came across as wholly unbelievable during her interview with league investigators. He says there's also the seemingly incriminating text messages, ... and he goes through it. He says, basically, with the bar set so low, requiring only some level of investigation coupled with a subjective belief that a violation may have occurred, he says and wrote last night, it seems inevitable that Brown will soon end up on the exempt list, perhaps as early as this week. So that to me was significant because up until last night, Wallach had kind of a different tone, that the league doesn't have enough to put him on the exempt list. And, you know, his whole tonality was that of there's really nothing there yet to get him on the exempt list or a suspended list. And then last night he writes this. I'm like, huh, did someone whisper something in his ear? Because he doesn't, it's not sourced. He's not saying according to sources, where, you know, the league believes, it's just, he just sort of came up with this. And I don't know. It was really just, he really did sort of an about turn. And it's really on an island compared to what everyone else is sort of writing and saying.
Correct.
So I'm like, where did that come from?
So look, again, the way it's written, I don't think it's wrong to wonder whether someone said, hey, you know, take a look at it. The commissioner really does have great latitude when it comes to the powers and being able to quote unquote discipline someone, even if it's from just putting them on the exempt list. There's wide ranging power there. He, as soon as the investigation starts, he can do it. And just that phrase may have occurred. Anything may have occurred.
Absolutely.
I mean, that in and of itself should tell you that the commissioner's got great latitude there. Now, all of that said, if he did this without talking to Brown, oh boy, I think that's unfair. And I hate to come down on, like, I'm not defending Antonio Brown or the Patriots, because the fact of the matter is that this guy brought in a whole slew of problems with him when they brought him in here. So anything that happens to him, they deserve. Okay, they deserve. But how do you discipline a player if you talk to his accuser, but you don't talk to him?
And I agree with you. So he didn't say it was happening today, but again, Daniel Wallach, with the bar set so low, requiring only some level of investigation and a subjective belief that a violation just may have occurred, it seems inevitable that Brown will soon end up on the exempt list, perhaps as early as this week. Now, Beadle and Zoe had on Daniel Wallach early today in their 10 o'clock hour, and he sort of backed off it. He backed off how strongly he wrote this. So here's one quote.
I don't want to have my article in The Athletic be characterized as a prediction. What I was trying to stress is the level.
Boo. If Jimmy Stewart was producing, he'd yell at him right there. What are you doing there, Dan? Is he just facilitating there, Jimmy?
I'd consider hanging up on him on the spot.
I didn't want my article to be viewed as a prediction. I mean, Dan, I feel you. Believe me. I try and do it every day. Can't get away with it, though. So you may not hear the sound, but he says, I didn't want my article to be interpreted as a prediction.
I don't want to have my article in The Athletic be characterized as a prediction. What I was trying to...
it wouldn't have passed the muster with Jay Stu. But anyway, continue.
Please. What I need to stress is the level of vulnerability that he now has once the NFL has opened an investigation, and then the accusing witness spends 10 hours meeting with NFL investigators. The threshold for placing Brown on the exempt list is so low that if Commissioner Goodell wants to place him on the exempt list, he has sufficient legal justification for doing so. The standard isn't whether he's guilty or more likely than not has committed the violation. The standard is whether the commissioner subjectively believes that Brown may have violated the policy. That's as low as an evidentiary bar as you'll ever see.
Excuse me. So what he's just basically saying is, if Goodell wants to do it today, he's got the right to do it. He's got the right to do it. They've launched the investigation, talked to her for 10 hours yesterday. All they have to do is believe that a violation may have occurred. That's a really low bar. And if they want to do it right now, they got it. And
isn't that insane?
Wallach last night said he thinks it's coming. Now, he said, don't treat that as a prediction today. So I don't know how to read that. But, you know, so here's my question to you people, because I think people are leaving out the key threshold with Antonio Brown. The Patriots guaranteed him a $9 million signing bonus split up into two payments. The first payment of $5 million is due Monday. It's due Monday. They have to write him a check for $5 million. And once it goes from your account to his, based on what we know of this deadbeat,
you're never getting it back.
You ain't getting that back. You can sue him for it, but he will have spent it or will have lost it or will have something, Okay, because I think it's pretty clear he's got a little bit, on top of all of his other issues, a little bit of a financial issue. Okay?
Yeah, someone might steal it out of his safe.
Or he thought that he did, and then he'll chuck it off his balcony. He'll report his Rolls Royce stolen and then find it the next day and then slam the door in the cop's face saying, no, I found it. Okay, so I would just say once the $5 million goes to his account, you can wave it, but treat it like you've walked up to a toilet and you flushed it down the toilet. It's over.
Light it on fire.
It ain't coming back. Goodell, at a moment's notice, could put him on the exempt list and put him on the shelf for the time being. Also, dancing through the raindrops of different reports, we had the SI thing the other day. Today, the Allegheny DA looked into filing criminal charges against Antonio Brown for the sexual assaults that occurred up there. They contacted Brittany Taylor's lawyers. They started the initial phases of that. They determined that the incidents, and I don't know why they needed to call the lawyer to figure this out, but maybe just firming it up. They determined that the incidents occurred outside of the 2-year statute of limitations. So they can't go forward criminally up in Allegheny County. But they looked at it. And they would have if it landed in. I thought the statute of limitations was 3 years. I guess it's different for different offenses and different jurisdictions. Our take statute of limitations is 3 years. So, I based our take statute of limitations based on the criminal statute of limitations that I thought was 3 years. So it's now 2 in Allegheny County. I should be a talk show host in Allegheny County because I get to bury my crap sooner than I do now.
Oh, I think we need to revisit that.
Okay. I think 3 years is really, but anyway, it's a 2-year, but they would have launched a criminal investigation, which everyone has said, well, it's different if the cops are involved. It's different. And the league treats it different if the cops are involved. So you were that close. You were that close to having a criminal case opened against Antonio Brown. Which then I think we all agree would say story over. Jimmy, you may release a hound. 617-779-0985. Should they give him the $5 million on Monday?
No.
No.
Should they give him the $5 million on Monday?
No, they should. Well, you know how I feel about it. They shouldn't have brought him here in the
right.
first place.
He shouldn't have even been signed in the first place.
So again, from my standpoint, what you are saying is you have a second chance. Would you get out by Monday? And my answer is yes, because I never would have brought him here in the first place.
So again, I think he's dancing through the raindrops. I think he's right. He's just brushing up against the line. It's one thing's the statute of limitations, so they can't. But boy, they were looking at it. And now Miami's. Yes, Jimmy, you have something?
So you're a no on this? I'm just looking for an answer to your own question.
No, 1,000 times no. Get out now. Do not write him the check.
I almost had to hang up on you.
Do not write him the check. I thought that would be self-evident. That's obvious.
Just making sure, because you're talking about this line and bouncing on the line. So you love the line.
He's bouncing on the line. I ain't.
You just want to make sure you pick a side.
Oh, my God. Don't pay this bum. You ain't going to see the money again. No one is. He's going to launch it off his balcony in Miami Beach.
Oh, you know what Patriots fans are going to say on this.
Okay, but here's the moment of truth. I think this is the first moment of truth. The $5 million is doing it, unless they've paid him already, which would just blow my mind. The deadline's Monday. They could pay him before that. But if they've already paid him, that would blow my mind. But blow my mind more than it's been blown already, bringing this bum in here and guaranteeing him $10 million. Those two things have blown my mind. If they've paid him before they had to, since when do they do that? Since when does any businessman do that? You hold on until you have to pay.
Well, I don't know. I pay my credit card bills early.
I do too. But anyway, a little different. It ain't $5 million. So it's due on Monday. At any moment, Goodell could say, you're on the exempt list. And Daniel Wallach wrote last night, he will. Any moment, there could be a jurisdiction that says, actually, this is inside of our statute of limitations, and now you have a criminal case. When did the alleged rape happen in Miami? It was May of 2018, right?
I think so.
So that's within their statute of limitations.
Absolutely.
They're going to be reaching out. I mean, or they've closed it. I know there's been some reporting on that, so maybe I'll go back and look at that, whether the Dade County or wherever that is have said, we're not going to investigate. Maybe he's clear there. Oh, but you're just waiting for the next thing to drop. You're just waiting for the next thing to drop. After Monday, you're financially tied to him. If you get out before then, you're fine. And my question is, if Goodell puts him on the exempt list today, do they owe him the $5 million on Monday? Is that the way that works?
Oh, I'd be willing to bet yes, because he's already played a game for
Don't pay it. Don't pay it and make them come sue you. So that's the question. Monday's the due date on the money for Antonio Brown. You paying him? Your thoughts next.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Well, a week ago, all the NFL had was an unsworn complaint, meaning that it was drafted by her lawyers and not sworn to her or sworn by her under oath. And under the personal conduct policy, the paid leave provision is only available where there's like a criminal proceeding, an indictment, some type of, you know, criminal situation, or where there's an investigation and there's some basis for believing that something may have happened. Okay, once the accusing witness walks in that door yesterday, we have both an active investigation and some evidence. Now, it's up to Roger Goodell to weigh the evidence to determine whether she's being truthful, whether she's credible. But at this point, the whole point behind the leave policy and the use of the exempt list isn't to assess guilt or innocence, but to place the player, so to speak, in a penalty box for the time being so that the league can conduct an investigation and ultimately arrive at the truth.
Ken Daniel Wallach on Today with Beadle and Zoe. You can catch it on their podcast or the replay there on 985thesportshub.com or 985thesportshub, the app. Again, Daniel Wallach, he came off it a little bit today, but last night he wrote that he thinks that basically Goodell's going to put him on the exempt list soon, as soon as this week. With the bar set so low, it seems inevitable that Brown will soon end up on the exempt list, perhaps as early as this week. That's what he wrote. And with that prospect out there, can you possibly give him the money? So we all said, you know, would you do it? We all vote no. I'll get your vote in a second. What do you think the team will do? Do you think the team with that hammer hanging over their head will go ahead and write him a $5 million check? That doesn't feel like them.
You know what? I think that my guess would be they're divided on it. And when I say divided, Belichick wants to do it and they don't.
Sure, not his money.
Right? I mean, look, again, if you believe the reports from Rappaport over the weekend that Robert Kraft said, had they known about it, they wouldn't have brought him in, which I don't believe, by the way. But nonetheless, if you do believe that, then there's your evidence. I mean, the Krafts are saying, we're not going to pay him. No chance. The other thing is, I wouldn't rule out the fact that they've already given it to him.
That would, again, blow me away.
I wouldn't rule it out. Now, I'm not telling you I know anything, because I don't. I mean, how the hell could I? But, you know, you sign a player, first-time guy with the organization, all that high-profile thing, you're going to make him wait till the last minute to give him his money? Like, wouldn't you sort of say, we'll give it to you next Friday, we'll give it to you on the 20th? I hear you. I mean, like, I understand. Wait till the last minute, right? Wait till the last minute. But I don't know. Sometimes just when it's a new guy and you're trying to start a thing on the right foot, do you do it a little bit ahead of time? Do you do it 3 days early? Do you do it 4 days early?
The wire transfer is due on Monday. $5 million. And there's people, again, Daniel Wallach, I said plural, so at least there's one prominent legal expert who thinks the exempt list is coming, which means you're paying him, but he's not playing. Can you get away with not giving him that money I just think that's when the rubber meets the road, when the money's on the table. That's when that's the moment of truth in all these situations.
So then you think there's still a chance he'll be released by Monday?
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah, I don't rule that out either.
I told you.
When this story first broke, right after they signed him, I thought they were going to release him.
And I think if he makes it past Monday, he's here. You know, regardless of what, they'll wait it out. They just dropped $5 million in his account. They have to wait it out. So I think Monday's sort of the moment of truth with this guy.
No, it's a good point. I mean, look, that's
they've given it to him already, which would blow me away.
Yeah, would you love to find that out? Get on that, Bert.
Yeah, someone.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you, Bert?
Darlington?
Find out.
Florio, you guys that are close with Rosenhaus and Brown, get on that.
Yeah, just pick up the phone, call up Jonathan's office. His assistant will get on the phone and say, can I leave him a message? Can you ask him if they paid Antonio Brown his first installment?
I get to
see how that goes.
I think it's a key detail. Your thoughts. Oh, in a few seconds here, details on how you can win free Patriots tickets. But first, Mike in Boston. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. I guess I love the show, first of all, and I'll get to the point. I just don't understand where the outrage is coming from for you guys. It's an accusation that's somewhat founded in that, yeah, we're pretty sure the guy is an idiot. But, what, like, it's an accusation. And pretty set that they were sleeping together.
So hold on, Mike. But what do you mean you don't know where it's coming from? Did you listen to us or anyone else for the weeks leading up to the until he was a Patriot? So it's coming from the same place. We just haven't changed our mind like you. So the outrage and the criticism of this guy is exactly the same here as it was 2 weeks ago.
See, this guy's connecting it to the allegation made by Brittany Taylor. It's got nothing to do with that.
So, I mean, what do you mean you don't know where it's coming from? Hello? Okay, I'll let you go.
See, that's a mistake a lot of people are making, is they think that this is related to this specific case. It's not. The guy's a pain in the ass. He's bad news. This is the story. Go back to before this thing came out. Once he was released, did you want him or didn't you? I didn't. Why would I want him now? It's only gotten worse. And I've got news for you, if you're a Patriots fan. It's going to get worse than this. This is not the end of the road with this guy. This is not the last thing that's going to pop up. It's the first.
Just understand, this came out today, that he was going to be investigated criminally up in Pittsburgh for this, which is a higher standard, and everyone sort of thinks is, well, that's different. If law enforcement's involved, that's different. They were involved, about to get involved, but it fell outside of the statute of limitations, so they couldn't legally do it. But that's what you're dealing with here. You're dancing through the raindrops. And if that's not within the statute of limitations, maybe the thing in Miami is. And maybe someone in Miami wakes up and decides to take a look at it and launch a criminal investigation.
Yeah, look, existence with this guy's a minefield. It's a minefield. And you just got to hope you make it through without blowing up.
But you don't know where it comes from? Come on. Justin in Dorchester. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long time listener. I come from a different opinion here. I'm a career criminal, and I've been in prison with guys like they get charged with this stuff, and there's no such thing as like, oh, you give them a second chance. No, you whoop your, you know what? You go sit in the hole, and you don't come back out. You come out again, you get it done again to you. But I'm a sports guy, you know what I mean? But that just takes my time up in prison with sports, and I'm very intelligent when it comes to sports. Football, basketball, baseball. But I just thought I'm going to end on this because I had anxiety. I'm trying to help change my life like Josh Gordon. And Josh Gordon, I know how he feels.
Okay, Justin, thanks for the call. I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm a career criminal. It's not many people identify themselves like that.
No, like, you know.
Appreciate the honesty.
I'm a 14-year veteran. Check out my stats on careercriminalreference.com. Like, I don't know. It's just.
I was just going to say, like.
An interesting way to introduce yourself.
How do you word that on your resume? So, look, I mean, I'm, you know, we make light of everything here. So I don't know where that guy's coming from on Brown. And I don't think this point can be amplified enough. It's got nothing to do with Brittany Taylor. It's got nothing to do with that.
To me, it has something to do with it. It's in that this is the kind of stink that's going to follow him.
Okay, but my point is my mind on him was made up before
Brittany Taylor. Of course. To me, Brittany Taylor and that whole story is just a reaffirmation of why are you getting in bed with this? Because this crap is going to follow him, don't you see? That's where the Brittany Taylor thing comes into me.
So to me, the only way the Brittany Taylor discussion to me concerns league punishment. Like, now that he's here, and now that this thing has popped up, can the league suspend him for this, put him on the exempt list or whatever? My answer is no, at least not yet. But that's coming.
Daniel Wallach thinks he's headed to the exempt list. He's owed $5 million by you on Monday. Do you pay it? Would you pay it? Do you think they'll pay it? We'll pick that up coming up next. Also, details on how you can win free Patriots tickets to Sunday's game. That's right after the update here with Murray.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we're giving away Patriots tickets today.
Oh.
4:30.
It's a winning Wednesday with your boy, Mikey F., here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Wednesday.
I don't just want to do a call-in. I want something a little, makes you work a little bit harder.
Tickets on the 20s with your boy, Mikey F.
That makes you hang in a little bit.
On your home for hits, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't want you to go away for 2 hours and come back in 2 hours. You got to stay tuned.
Now here's Despacito.
Be listening for the secret sound. But first, the latest from Post Malone. It's goodbye.
So I tried this 2 weeks ago, and it was an unmitigated disaster. It was
the best.
Something akin to the phrase that pays. This is what these guys are doing right now. They're treating me like a...
Top 40 DJ.
Low rent top 40 DJ with the phrase that pays.
Despacito.
Because that's what we did 2 weeks ago, and it was a disaster. No one talked me out of it. I went ahead and did it. It was not cool.
It was awesome. It was great content.
Yeah. For you. For you, it was great content. So I ask you, Mr. Radio guys, Mr. Radio professionals, which I am not. I was not reared in this field. I'm a writer. Okay.
Debatable.
You people have been reared.
You sucked at that too.
You people have been reared here. Okay, so Mr. Radio guys.
I would say you covered a team. That's what I would say. I wouldn't call you a writer or a reporter.
All right, fine. You know what I mean. I still wasn't reared here. So you, radio professional, you come up with something.
It's all the same hack stuff. Just use alliteration. Secret sound, phrase that pays, word that's preferred. I mean, they're all the same thing, just with, you know, different window dressing.
I resigned as the HC of the NYJ.
Oh, see? Some take on that, Jimmy. I like it.
Oh, no. The phrase that pays.
It's still the phrase that pays, though. Yeah. No, is there some other thing we can do?
The slogan explosion.
So listen to
That's it. I love it. I think the phrase that pays should be Felger's a douche.
Contest rules prohibit us from giving you a straight trivia question.
The term that reaffirms.
So we can't ask you trivia. It has to be something that has to be a keyword that you then repeat or some other gimmick. Murray, come on. You actually were a top 40 DJ, so why don't you give me an idea?
So why don't we have the people listen for Bart Scott saying, can't wait, because it's Jets related. We'll play that at some point, and then what? We need caller number 10 to the contest line?
But I have to tell them the time.
That's right.
So they already know
the time. Because it's a winning Wednesday. Be listening for the time.
It's Wednesday.
So there's no point in that playing a cue there because I have to give them the time. The time's 4:30. But so when you – no, it's 4:30. It's 4:30. But there's got to be something that keeps them on between now and 4:30 where they answer something at 4:30. Capiche?
Yeah, I get you.
It's already a cluster.
I mean, I do trivia, so don't look at me.
We can't do trivia. We can't do trivia.
Well, I didn't say I would do. I said I do. I do trivia. Okay, I do trivia on Tuesdays. That would be my solution. So if you don't like that, go to Murray.
We'll be listening for the sound of Rex Ryan, former Jets coach, because, you're trying to win Jets tickets, Patriots Jets tickets. Him talking about his wife's feet, 4:30, it's dirty on the 30. We'll play that sound, call number 10 to the contest line, we'll win those tickets.
No. So it's not trivia, but we have to give them the answer, and they just have to repeat the answer at 4:30.
Yeah, be listening for that and repeat what Rex Ryan said about his wife's feet.
So we will play you the Rex Ryan cut.
Yep.
You have to tell us what his particular perversion is.
Right.
In his words, and you win the tickets. It's not a trivia question. You just have to be listening for Rex Ryan's foot perversion. Okay?
And he's being dirty. You give it away at 4:30. It's dirty on the 30. Here on 98.5 The Sports Hub with your boy, Mikey F.
Is that okay, Jimmy? Does that pass the contest rules?
I believe it does.
Okay? So you have to be listening sometime between now and 4:30.
I just have to find the Rex Ryan foot sound now.
We're going to find it.
We'll find it on YouTube.
I like the one where he says, let's go have a snack.
Okay? That had nothing to do with the feet. But we are going to, at some point between now and 4:30, get into Rex Ryan's foot perversion, his foot fetish. And at 4:30, when we give away the tickets, you have to repeat to us a specific detail of his perversion. Or else you don't win the tickets. That's it. So you got to stay tuned.
And right now, here's Lizzo.
With the Minnesota Vikings.
No. What it's time for is the Mimecast email of the day. We actually have production for this.
It's the Mimecast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I fucking hate you. And I think Maz is a douche.
The Mimecast email of the day.
Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
So I can read you rafts of angry emails. And again, it's Felger. You just said it there, right? Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Yes.
David says, again today, you guys are going to spend the show speculating on AB. Yep. Yes, we are. Unless you have a better idea. Yes, damn straight we are. Because I think that there's a chance that he gets put on the exempt list or released before Monday. Monday's the moment of truth. Unless, is it? It leads to the second Mimecast email of the day.
Yep, and this is from a fellow named Frank who actually sent it to me in Murray. But he says, or he writes, don't want to ruin your content, but I'm 99% sure the money is gone already. League rules say that guaranteed money, no matter when it's due, has to be put into escrow at time of contract signing.
What a great point.
So AB may not have the money yet, but the Patriots don't have it either. Again, that is from Frank.
So I don't know the specifics on that.
Sounds right, though.
I mean, it has the ring. It's logical. Let's put it to you like that. You know, when a base salary is guaranteed, okay, he still gets, it's 17 payments. You get paid every game day. Every game week, 17. It's split into 17 payments, and each is guaranteed. In that case, you're owed $20 million over 17 million over 17 weeks. So they put the 17 million in an escrow account. And they take a million out every week. Is that how that works? But what if it's a roster bonus or a bonus payment that has a due date on it? Does it go into escrow? I mean, so but I think it's just an excellent thing to consider. He absolutely could be right.
So in this case, though, it was a $9 million signing bonus.
We know player agents. We know player. Let's call one of our player agents and okay. Just ask him. You know, if Antonio Brown had a $9 million signing bonus, it's split up into two payments, September 23rd and like January 15th. I forget the second one. It's in January. But the first one, the $5 million one, the bigger one, is due on Monday. Where are the funds? Are they still in Robert Kraft's, the Patriots account, waiting to be wired over? Or are they in an escrow account, or have they already given it to the guy? I just think that's just a key detail. And so even if it is an escrow, though, well, at least he hasn't gotten it, and the Patriots can claim that it's theirs, you know, because he violated the terms of disclosure or blah, blah, blah on the contract.
No, right, then you'd have a dispute. Yeah, you'd have a dispute. Once it's in his fingers.
Oh, goodbye. Bye-bye.
No, as we've learned, he has good hands.
See you later.
Yeah, he's holding on to that sucker.
It's gone forever. So I just think Monday's the moment of truth. Daniel Wallach thinks he's going on the exempt list, and it could be soon. So do you give him that $5 million or that thing hanging over his head? The authorities in Allegheny County opened a criminal investigation, closed it quickly when they confirmed that it was outside of the statute limitations. Otherwise, they were going to go forward with it, it sounds like, or would have. So you dodge that bullet. What about in Miami? They going to open anything? Is that a case closed, or are they still eligible to do that? Is that still hanging over your head? And with all those things hanging over your head, do you give them that $5 million? Would you? Do you think they will? All right, so we continue with your thoughts on that, plus Antonio Brown on the field. And stay tuned for the Dirty at 30, because that's your chance to win free Patriots tickets. The pervert, Rex Ryan, and his foot fetish.
The words that burn.
Details on that coming up.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Matt. Listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady's the point guard right now in the gun for the Pats with a second down and five from the 19. He has Brown to his right with Gordon. Two receivers left. Brady's going to throw it to the end zone for Brown, fading it incomplete. Trailing in coverage, Jamal Wiltz again, the youngster on the spot against Antonio Brown.
Now, if you're Brady now, you may have to change up that play call. When he goes to the helmet and that's set, when you have Gordon outside and Antonio Brown inside, he's looking for that back shoulder fade again. Antonio goes upfield a little more than fading it back to that pylon.
Brown departs.
Got grabbed.
Second Nobody down and devil. Seven officially from the 10. Brady short drop. He throws the slant to Brown. Wasn't looking for it. And off the fingertips of the defensive back, Howard, incomplete.
You know what it is for Antonio, too? He runs these slants. He wants to get open again. He's probably so used to Ben. Wait until he's open. They got to get on that same page with the quick slant.
Some of the media would say that Roethlisberger waited and punted because he wasn't sure if the route Brown was going to run. Meanwhile, Brady with White to his left before a third and seven from the 10. Brown is split to the left. Edelman motions to the right across the formation. Brady takes the snap. He throws it for Brown to the end zone. Incomplete. Antonio Brown turning on the throw. Behind the defensive back, Eric Rowe, unable to make the adjustment and the catch.
It's a poorly thrown ball to the inside by Brady. Brady is going to want to have this one back because, man, did Brown beat him off the jam. Yeah, no chance on that. It's a good play by Rowe recovering. No clue where the ball is.
Yeah, ball off the right arm of Eric Rowe. Eric didn't see it.
Brady's so ticked at himself.
But he blocked it.
So that was an encapsulation of the 0 for 4. That Antonio Brown had in the second half against Miami. Reading Ben Volen's column today in the Globe, and let me read it for you here. Wouldn't it be something if I set it aside and then didn't actually put it in my notes? Here it is. He said Brown struggled. Antonio Brown struggled against Rowe again. Eric Rowe on the Eric Rowe, whatever.
Eric Rowe,
the former Patriot. struggled against Eric Rowe's press man coverage for much of the second half and was held without a catch on four targets. Volin writes that Brown had trouble fighting off the jam at the line of scrimmage, and it knocked him off his timing. Something to watch moving forward. And I just, this is the on-field part of Antonio Brown, and Greg Bedard talked about it a little bit yesterday as well, and something we hit on the week before with, I can't remember who actually wrote it, some advanced analytics folks or the PFF folks, about Antonio Brown's numbers against press coverage going down. And it, just something to keep in mind. They did. The Miami started out zone, and that was another part of Volin's story, is that Miami started out zone and just Brady torches zone coverage, just torches. You have to go man-to-man against Brady, or at least mix it up. Show different looks and, you know, show man and then go zone. That's the only chance you have. If you show zone and play zone, you're toast. There's just no way. And Miami showed zone early, and that's where Antonio Brown got off and Brady got off. They just killed it. But when they went to press man coverage, Brown in the second half was 0-for-4. So Volin says something to watch moving forward. Do you agree? Is that something to watch moving
Absolutely,
forward?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? Greg Bedard had a chart on this on his site, too, Boston Sports Journal, a couple of days ago, where he broke down all 24 of Brown's snaps. And basically, to just give you the short story, the final 16 of them were man coverage, basically. Okay, 15 of the final 16. And that is where he started running into problems. I mean, again, three of his catches in the game, Mike, came on the first drive. He had four? Right?
Yeah.
So you know, the touchdown was the only one after that. Once they switched to man, he basically did nothing. And so, and the other thing is the miscommunication between him and Brady was apparent. Like, they just were not on the same frequency.
Yeah, it was hard to tell. Yeah, a couple of those, Antonio Brown turns around with his palms in the air, like, was he looking for a call from the refs, or was he looking at Brady, like, where was that supposed to be? I couldn't tell, but he was definitely gesturing to something or someone after those balls.
Yeah, and I interpret, like, I have a hard time believing he'd come in game one and start looking at Brady and go, where the hell did you put that one?
It's probably to the ref.
So he's probably saying, did I mess up?
Right.
Right. Like, you know, what did I do something wrong? Like, am I in the wrong spot? That's how I looked at it. And the only one where, and you mentioned this the other day too, the only one where he, you know, was in the right spot and they didn't connect, Brady underthrew the ball in the end zone. So that one was on Brady, but on some of the others, not even close. I mean, it really wasn't all that close.
He was covered.
Yeah.
He was covered or on the wrong page with Brady. So, again, something to keep in mind. You know, the touchdown was terrific and the first drive was terrific, but, you know, all told, we've hit on this a bunch of times. I don't think he hit the ground running. I think there's a ways to go with Antonio Brown. I do find it hard to believe, though, that all you have to do is press him and you're going to take him out. Like, I understand what the story said and the numbers said in that story, and I know what happened on Sunday, but he feels too good. He's too good. He's too quick. His feet are too good. He's too fast for you just to, all you have to do is get up on the line and chuck him at the line.
How's he act when he doesn't get his way off the field?
Poorly.
Yeah. So, I don't know, at this point in his career and how big of an ego he has, if he doesn't start getting his way on the field, would you be surprised if he just, I don't know, bags it or gets frustrated and doesn't start running good routes?
No, I mean, the only character.
Yeah, the only other thing I ask is, you know, he's not that big. So if you get your hands on him, is that what it is? Like, you know, maybe that's the issue. Look, Edelman runs into some of that, and we know Edelman's tough. It's not an issue with toughness with Edelman. It's size and strength that, you know, sometimes if you press him, he can have trouble shaking free there. So maybe that's it. Maybe you just put a, you know, a big aggressive corner on him to grab him, and it drives him bananas.
Okay, that's on the field. Off the field, I just feel that $5 million due date on Monday is significant in some way. Whether the Pats have paid him or haven't paid him or it's an escrow, how is that all handled? And if Daniel Wallach is right, that he's going on the exempt list and it could be soon, how does that impact that? Is there a way to get out of that before that's impacted? And is there something there with that date? I just feel the rubber usually meets the road when the money's due. So we'll find out with Antonio Brown.
So I might have an answer for you there.
Go ahead.
Okay, based on my understanding, and again, we put some feelers out on this particular.
We know player agents, yes.
Yeah. So I asked, is the money already in escrow? And the answer I got is no. Guaranteed money in future years must be placed in escrow at the time of signing. But payments within the existing season do not.
Oh, so look at Felger and Maz, basically, getting you an answer on that. So they don't have to put that in escrow. It's still in the Patriots account.
Unless they've already paid them.
Which, again, I would just have to say would blow my mind.
So I tend to agree with you. The Patriots will go by the letter of the law on this. And in this case, I would say that
text back to our player agent, who's probably dealt with the Patriots. Say, if you had to guess, are the Pats waiting till August 23rd, or do you think they've already paid him?
I will absolutely do that.
Just in your experience with them and NFL teams, okay? So good. This is good. But do you think the Pats are going to just go ahead and pay him the $5 million and run that risk of him getting exempted or some other story dropping, et cetera, et cetera? And again, Allegheny County District Attorney looked into filing a criminal complaint against Antonio Brown, but realized or had it confirmed that the incidents up there fell outside of their statute of limitations. Otherwise, it looked like that thing would have gone criminal, which means, you know, he most surely would have been exempted or gone, or that's a whole nother level, which we recognize. So you're sort of dancing through the raindrops here with Antonio Brown, and the money's due on Monday. What do you think they're going to do? We continue with that conversation. We have a couple other non-Antonio Brown football items, Patriots items to get to. Also, the phrase that pays the dirty at the 30. We're giving away Patriots tickets at 4:30. You're going to have to repeat a dirty Rex Ryan line about his foot fetish. We're going to pick it coming up, okay? Let's listen to it off the air, Jimmy, and then pick something.
I like that, the dirty at 30.
Okay, so that's you got to pay attention to the whole thing. You can't leave your radio. You got to find out the dirty phrase for 30.
Murray and I agree on this one.
Okay, good.
Do you want to hear it now?
No.
All right.
Oh, no, fine. If you already picked it, you picked it. Fine, right. Go.
Getting dirty at 4:30. By repeating this dirty comment by former Jets coach Rex Ryan, you'll win tickets to Patriots Jets.
Is it okay to touch him again? Really beautiful feet.
One more time, that dirty phrase.
Is it okay to touch him again? Really beautiful feet.
Okay, so I at one point he asked if he could lick him. How do you not pick that one?
That's the only thing we could find.
Is it okay to touch him again? Really beautiful feet.
Is it okay to touch him? That's your dirty at 30 phrase to win the tickets. We'll play it again in case you missed it. 90 seconds for an update. No commercials, right?